I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday. Can you smell it? The weekend is almost here, and oh, it feels good because I'm about over all this speaker race stuff. Now, here's what we have on tap for tonight. One, remember, you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. I about said for Friday. It's tomorrow. Fridays. For you new listeners, ask me anything. The whole 3 hours is dedicated to you, not me. Well, still me, but kind of you too. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Where are we going to go tonight? What are we going to talk about? Well, Batman is pregnant. No, sorry. It's Joker who's pregnant. I'm not making that up. We're going to talk about the rotting of our culture. Mask mandates coming back. Uh-oh, New Jersey. We're going to talk about the brand new... Did you know there's a new infection, a new variant? The FBI, Florida's killing it, reparations. That should be a fun talk. All that and so much more coming up tonight. I'll try to do an email cleanup too. All that coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. We'll make fun of Biden and the border. But let me do two things right off the bat. One. Yes, I'm following all the speaker race stuff. Yes, I realize Kevin McCarthy at this point in time has failed more times than J-Lo has with her marriages. I'm well aware. In fact, I think he's doubled her by this point in time. I know. I'm just going to go back to what I've been telling you all week long. Fighting is good. Fighting is a good thing. Ignore all the endless hand-wringing. This is a disaster. It's going to be end America. We have to do McCarthy now. No, let's have a good fight. Why do we have to do this? We don't have to do anything. What we have to do is change the low-T GOP. And you don't change a low-T GOP into a hardcore bunch of anti-communists nicely. It doesn't happen. They don't want to. Now, that leads me perfectly into what I actually want to talk about tonight. Why don't they want to? What's going on? Well, I actually have three different headlines here. I'm going to, as a radio artist, I'm going to take all three of these headlines, combine it with the speaker race, and kind of merge them into one big subject. What are these three headlines? They kind of seem different, but here they are. Wharton, that's the huge Ivy League business school, by the way. You've heard of Wharton School of Business. My community college didn't have a real path into that school of business. I know, Chris, I was shocked too, but it's a big fancy business school. Headline is Wharton is majoring in woke capitalism. And I could go into all the details, just know that it's all about diversity and equity and all the stupid stuff that doesn't matter. Okay, that's one headline. Another headline is New York lawmakers are now the nation's highest paid after a 30% pay raise. 30%. Okay. That's headline number two. And headline number three is former Rep. Adam Kinzinger, I don't know how to say the stupid guy's name, becomes a CNN contributor. Now, what does any of this, how does the speaker race and New York lawmakers and Wharton and Kinzinger, what does any of this have to do? What does one have to do with the other? What do they have to do with each other? Well, there's one overarching theme, and we're about to elaborate on it. It's a good night to talk about this. Something you've heard before on the show if you've listened for a long time. The system takes care of its own. The system takes care of its own. And there's a couple things we need to unpack. I love saying that, Chris. It makes me feel like such a journalist. When I say unpack, makes me feel important. That's what journalists do. There's a lot to unpack here when it comes to what that means. First, let's discuss the problem. The problem is we now, you and I, well, with all due respect to our international listeners, you and I, we live in a late stage republic. We have had the most wonderful country, and we are so blessed to have had a chance to live here and experience everything that it is to be an American. But we are most definitely, we've crested the peak, and we're on our way downhill. We are a late-stage republic. You can tell because all of your cultural institutions are completely rotted. They're not trusted. They're all corrupt. You're just, that's how you know your country is in a very, very, very bad way and kind of on its way out without some sort of major national reformation, which we can have, by the way. Without some sort of major national reformation, there will be no saving us. We're on our way out. No, we're not going to end tomorrow. I'm not doomsdaying, and I'm not saying that. But we also won't be here 100 years from now. That simply won't happen. We're on our way out. Okay, that's bad. But why? Well, we have what I call all the time on this show the system. Long-time listeners will know what it is, but it's essentially this. In a late-stage republic, and this is not unique to America, so don't get down on yourself. Oh, I can't believe this happened to us. This happens to virtually every single major empire towards the end. What happens is this. You lose the foundations of what you were. A lot of that really comes from wealth. You get so wealthy and comfortable and bored that you lose that grinded out lifestyle that made you great. You know, the early Rolling Stones albums were significantly better than the ones that they put out later on when they're all worth $500 million. That's just the nature of having your eighth mansion and your 12th supermodel girlfriend. It just, life gets too easy. The music isn't as good. The same thing applies to nations. When you get wealthy, as we have been so, so wealthy, you lose connection to the things that made you great. What really made us great, what really made us unique as a nation, very, very unique here, was we are a nation that is founded on the lack of government. Government shouldn't tell you what to do. Wait, what? I mean, nations have been founded on good government or different forms of government. You really haven't had one that was founded on, there should be no government in here. Should be no government involved here. Because we got so wealthy, we lost any appreciation for that liberty. And because we lost appreciation for that liberty, we simply got to a place in the country where we are now ruled. Remember, your institutions are critical for a nation. They are important. They hold up the nation. They run the nation. We are now ruled by people who don't have any appreciation for the country. Remember our three rules, no love of country. This is the rules for everyone who leads our society now. No love of country, no connection to the real world at all. And they believe they're kings and queens. They simply are here to loot the place dry. This applies to Republicans like John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell. This applies to every single Democrat. This is what I talk about when I talk about the system. Every single Democrat, every one of them, top to bottom, state, local, federal, this is every one of them. Your entire federal government, the administrative state, everyone, virtually everyone in the media, not everyone, but almost everyone, everyone in entertainment, everyone in education, everyone in sports now, everything has been corrupted by people who share this ideology, and that's what I call the system. They all, instead of serving as checks on each other now, they all simply work together at all times. That's why they form these narratives that are completely false. And they get so much of the country to believe it because they're all, every quote, trusted institution is saying the same thing. Your normie neighbor Norm, of course he thinks masks work. I mean, everyone told him that. The CDC told him that. And that really smart professor at Harvard told him that. And the president told him that. Both presidents, by the way, Republican president, Democrat president, they told him masks work. And his favorite athlete, he told him that? It's hard to now convince that guy. Yeah, all those people were either stupid or lying to you. It's hard. So that's what we have now as a system. But how does something like that continue to exist? You ever asked yourself that? Okay, it's bad. You know it's really bad. But How's that possible? How's it possible we live in a country where the worst people run it, the worst people who don't even like the country run it? How can that be possible? Well, I'm going to explain how it's possible. I'm going to explain why we are where we are. I'm going to explain where we're going. All right? Just bear with me. Before we get to that, let's get to this really quickly here. Let's talk about my useless dog, Fred. Now, you know about Fred. We have heard your requests for pictures of Fred. I am going to put a picture or two of Fred online so you can see what this useless idiot looks like. All you have to know is he owns everybody. Even people who don't like dogs fall in love with Fred. I love Fred. Can Fred come home with me? Because he's a gigantic suck-up. He's pathetic. I think I have the only dog in the country with allergies and anxiety problems. No, Chris, I'm not making it up. I'm not making it. The dog has allergies. And of course, he also gets an upset stomach. Because of course he does. He gets an upset stomach when he eats basic food. Which is why I could just wrap my arms around Dr. Dennis Black of Rough Greens and give him a gigantic hug, except he's a Green Beret and he'd probably murdered me if I did so. But either way, thank you, Dr. Black, for Rough Greens. We didn't have to change Fred's food for his upset tummy. We just take some Rough Greens supplement and we pour it on his breakfast every morning. He hasn't thrown up since. He hasn't gotten an ear infection since. You want a healthier dog? You don't have to change his food. Get some Rough Greens. They have free trial bags right now. Go to roughgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com/Jesse. roughgreens.com/Jesse. Get your free bag and see what I'm talking about. All you pay for is the shipping. All right? All right. So how's this continue? How does a corrupt system like this continue? I'll explain.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I've been down before.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night. Let's go to Mitch McConnell real quick.
We all know these are really partisan times, but I always feel no matter who gets elected, once it's all over, we ought to look for things we can agree on and try to do those, even while we have big differences on other things.
Why? Why do we have to? Why do they talk like this? Why do New York lawmakers have the highest pay? Why are they the highest paid when New York is hemorrhaging people? One of the highest in the United States of America. New York is in such bad shape, their citizens are fleeing the country like it's Rwanda. Why? Why does Adam Kinzinger, why does he leave as a failed whiny loser in Congress and get a paid contributorship to CNN? Why is Wharton School of Business, one of the elite business schools out there, now pushing communism? Why? Why do these things take place? Well, this is what you're seeing. The system, as we just explained, I explained what the system is. The system takes care of its own. And this is how it works. The system understands. It does have some understanding. I don't want to act like it's a super genius, but it does have an understanding that it doesn't serve you or you or your interests. They get that at all. Chris, dig up that audio if you can find it. If not, that's fine. We played it before on the show of some lady at the World Economic Forum, and she's talking about how the elites of the world, they essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, Chris will find it, he always does. The elites of the world, they come together now more than ever, and they basically work together and trust each other more than ever. But the people don't trust them at all. You already got it, Chris? Well, that's fast. Go ahead.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
Okay. They're aware of how much you hate them. They're aware that you pick up the paper today and you see New York lawmakers doing a terrible job and giving themselves raises. They know you're yelling. They know you're mad about that. They know you see a loser like Adam Kinzinger getting a paid contributor. He's a contributor to CNN. Just a heads up, little sidebar here. What does that mean? You see there are Fox News contributors or CNN contributors or MSNBC contributors. My TV show that's on the first every single night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. We have contributors as well. So what's a contributor? Well, it's not a host. Like, I'm a host because I'm a super important celebrity. What, Chris? No, it's not a host. But it essentially means you get paid at these big networks. I'm assuming it's very well. I've never been one, but I bet you they make 100, 200 grand a year. I bet you real money. You get paid to kind of be on call. So whenever they want the voice of some whiny low-T loser, hey, get Adam Kinzinger on the phone. He basically has to show up. So it's kind of a part-time gig. You're on call, but it's a part-time gig for big boy money. How does he walk out of Congress as a weapons-grade loser into that? How does that happen? They know you look at that stuff and you say to yourself, what? How? I hate him. Everyone hates him. So here's what they do. It's actually human nature what they've done. They join together and lock shields supporting each other. The problem for us is they've locked shields against us. We are now in a war against the elites. This is, in their minds, you better understand it, even if you don't accept that yourself. In their minds, it is a war. Remember, part of the three characteristics, the third one is, these people see themselves as kings and queens. The leaders of the West now, not just America, of the Western nations, they view these freedoms of the West with such disdain. They view them as things that are holding back the world. You and your car, you and your meat that you're eating, you and your child that won't let us change his gender, you and your desire to say what you want and live where you want and work where you want. If you peasants would just get on your knees and beg us feudal lords and beg us for information, beg us for your jobs, beg us, hand us your freedoms, then we will be able to handle everything that goes on in the world. But you're resisting. And as you just heard from that audio cut, they know you're resisting. And because there are so many of us, and there are so many more of us than there are of them, they are aware that they have to join forces to survive and continue. Now, this is all very bad news for the country. It's bad news for the West. But you do need to understand that's what you're seeing. What you're seeing is Western leaders joining forces. It's that Spartan phalanx, that shield formation. You are the Persians, even though we don't like the Persians in that story. You are the Persians. You have the numbers. You are coming for them. And they know that. So they have locked shields against you. New York lawmakers understand that they're not worthy of a 50-cent raise. In fact, you should all be getting a pay decrease. When your state has become so unpopular, people are leaving it. You didn't earn a pay raise. But they also understand this. If they don't take care of each other, if the corruption doesn't get spread around, the corrupt money doesn't get spread around, then they will fall. That is what we're up against. That's what we're seeing now. All right? You get all that? Let's talk about Pregnant Joker and some other things. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you once again, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. They do not have to be political. They can be. That's totally fine. But tomorrow, all 3 hours, whatever you email in right now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Chris actually brought up, I can't believe this has never happened before. Chris made a good point during the break about the movie Top Gun, because we're talking about how there are so many more of you than there are of the elite. And so that's why they've joined forces against you. The education system has joined forces with the Democrats and half the Republicans. And they've joined forces with the entertainment system. And they've joined forces with sports. And the reason they're joining forces is because they know they're not popular at all. Part of the proof in this is what does well entertainment-wise and what doesn't. See that new movie, Avatar, Way of the Water? Who came up with that stupid hippie name anyway? That's all I had to hear. No, I wasn't going to watch it. But, of course, the people who made it are talking about, we need to reject toxic masculinity and things like that. And they have this huge budget for it, and apparently it's missing all the marks. It's making money, but it's missing all the marks. People just aren't interested. What are people interested in? The new Top Gun. The new Top Gun. Shattered every record imaginable. Why? Because you know what you want to see. You want to go to the movies. You don't want to see the newest LGBTQ activism. You don't want to see them take an ancient English king and turn him into a black person for virtue signaling. You want to go watch good guys fight bad guys, good versus evil. You want to see real masculinity in a movie. You want to see courage. You want to see right and wrong. You want to see America, baby. You want to see these things. They will look at the numbers for Top Gun. And don't get it wrong. They will know why it was popular. They will know 100% why it was popular. But don't expect Hollywood to change course, because they understand their power is not in appealing to you. Their power is joining with each other. Why would Wharton, why would the prestigious business school choose to go communist when they've been the ultimate capitalist school? Why would they choose to go communist? Well, I would ask you a different question. Why wouldn't they? If they choose to go communist, here's who they have backing them. They have virtually every CEO in Fortune 500 companies in America. They have major financial institutions. Keep in mind, all these people write gigantic checks to their alma mater if they went to Wharton. So the checks keep coming in, meaning the professors keep getting pay raises. The lawns on the campus keep getting manicured. There's no harm in it for Wharton to change tactics and now simply preach America's new national religion, communism. There's no downside in it for them. Oh, but Jesse, my kid gets straight A's in valedictorian, and he was going to go to Wharton. Now they lost my tuition money because I'm not going there. Maybe you're sitting there saying that to yourself right now. Well, no, they didn't lose. Okay, so they lost your, and I didn't look this up. I don't do research for the show. I didn't look this up. Okay, so they lost your $100,000 a year it costs to go there. They just got a $2 million donation from the CEO of Goldman Sachs. I'm making that up too. I don't know that they did. They probably didn't, but that's how it works. They are all joining forces against you. Adam Kinzinger. Why would he get hired? Why hire a weapons grade loser like that? He's not hired to be interesting. He's not hired to provide a perspective. Adam Kinzinger gets hired as a reward for services rendered. Adam Kinzinger chose to be the token Republican for the last 2 years that hammered on Trump every single chance he got. Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks endlessly. He got redistricted, that's a hard word, out of his district in Illinois. So he wasn't going to be in Congress anymore anyway. To his credit, and I can't believe I'm saying this, he made the smart business decision. Okay, I'm out of a district. I have no principles whatsoever to stand for. If I just simply invest, I take 2 years and I invest, I make a verbal and mental investment into being the anti-Trump guy. At the end of it, when they run me out of Congress, I will be welcomed with open arms somewhere. And he was, of course, right. Because the system is going to reward loyal servitude like that. New York lawmakers, we talked about it earlier. I'm not going to belabor the point on this. Your state practically leads the nation in people fleeing it. You know how truly embarrassing that is for a lawmaker? Remember, that's the ultimate prize, really, for a lawmaker. If you're a lawmaker in a state, doesn't have to just be New York, whatever state it is, how many people want to live there? You're the government. How many people want to live under that government? If people are fleeing your state, you're a bad lawmaker. It's simply, it's all there is to it. You're a bad lawmaker. So what did they do? Well, they know that you don't like them. So you just get together with your other buddies in the system and you get yourself a big old fat pay raise. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. That's why Mitch McConnell talks about, you know, hey, let's find what we agree on. Because you know what Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden agree on? They both agree that you basically suck and they better work together to keep their money in power.
We all know these are really partisan times, but I always feel no matter who gets elected, once it's all over, we ought to look for things we can agree on and try to do those, even while we have big differences on other things.
Of course. They can, of course, agree on some things. They agree on the main thing. They agree that you're the enemy. You're the bad guy. That's what they can agree on. Now, they'll disagree on tax rates. They'll disagree on specific judges. They'll do the theater thing where they go to D.C., and they'll act like they're fighting for you. You see a ton of this right now, I might point out, on the right. And I'm not just talking about elected representatives. I'm talking about people you listen to on the radio, people you see on TV. You really see it heavily with this Kevin McCarthy race. They're doing the pretend thing, acting like they're fighting for you while they go out there and shill for the establishment every single time. They've spent careers acting like they're fighting for you, the working man, conservatism, the right, limited government. And the second a real fight comes along, all of a sudden anyone who actually stands for those things is the enemy, a traitor, treasonous. You see it. You know. Look, and let me point out something about this when it comes to media. TV, because I do TV and radio, remember. TV, it's much easier to lie. Because TV is 1 hour, and TV feels like more, at least to me, it feels like more of a performance. It's not that I'm giving my heart, it's not that I'm not giving my heart and soul out there. It just feels like more of a performance. You're up there, you're sitting up straight, you're on camera. I'm giving you my honest opinions. I don't have a script. No one wrote it for me, but I know I'm performing for the camera with my hand motions and my eyes, and I'm performing. Radio is honest because radio is intimate. I'm just a voice coming through your speakers right now, through your car speakers, through your headphones. Maybe you're with your kid on the way to school or home from school. Maybe you're making dinner. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're working out. Maybe you're on a forklift. But it's just you and me for 3 hours a day. You know who the frauds are. You know. I can't lie. If I lied, you would smell it a million miles away if I lied to you about who I was or what I believe or what's going on, because you can't perform like that when it's only audio. When it's going in your ears, it's just you and me. That's why radio is honest, and you know who the frauds are, don't you? All right. The Joker got pregnant. I can't help it, Chris. I have to talk about it. It makes me laugh. Maybe we'll do some emails first, though. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. There are few, you know, there are great feelings in the world. There are really, really great feelings in the world. The birth of your first child. When you get your driver's license for the first time. When you get married, as long as she's not a feminist. There are great feelings out there. Is there a better feeling than when you're hungry and you just completed your order for a pizza to be delivered and it's good? What, Chris? And it's going to be delicious. I feel like that's one of the better feelings out there. Already, my mouth, you can probably hear it. My mouth's already watering here on the air. I can already taste the pizza. And I'll tell you something else I did tonight, Chris. Up yours. I paid for it. You're going to have to eat whatever I get. I got just pepperoni tonight. Sometimes we go meat lovers. Sometimes we go pepperoni, sausage, and jalapenos. Obviously, we try to go all beef pepperoni for the Jewish guy, but still. Oh, it's still beef and cheese. I forgot. Chris, why can't you people eat beef and cheese together again? It's a commandment? I don't remember that commandment at all. I don't remember that commandment. Anyway, sorry, Chris. Well, never mind. You're going to have to remove the pepperonis. Hey, we got some fettuccine. I got some fettuccine Alfredo coming too. Anyway, that's one of the great feelings of all time. Before we get into pregnant Joker and everything else, let's hear a little bit from Joe Biden today.
It's not like people have heard me say it before. It's not like people are sitting around a table and somewhere in Central America and say, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have. Let's give it to a coyote, a smuggler. They'll take us on a harrowing journey for thousands of miles to get to the United States. Then we're going to legally cross the border. They're going to drop us in the desert and we're facing, we don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
That's exactly what it's like. That's pretty much verbatim how it happens. They're stuck in a place that sucks. Central America is very bad. Keep in mind, a couple things when it comes to illegal immigration people may not know. A while ago, I would say, this is back when I was running for Congress and losing, 10 years ago, I would say, border illegal immigration was only about 50% Mexican. The other 50% were what the Border Patrol guys called OTMs, other than Mexicans. I know it's pretty advanced. Today, I don't know whether it's because Mexico's got his act together more or because Central America has gotten worse. Now, I know Central America's gotten worse. Today, those numbers are there's fewer Mexicans than ever. Now, we still have some Mexicans coming across, but really it's Central America and honestly South America. That's who's coming in. But what he just said, this is pretty much verbatim how it happens. You are in a place you don't like. You figure out that the new U.S. president, believe it or not, they have TVs in Guatemala too. You figure out the new U.S. president is somebody who has told you, he told you when he was campaigning to surge the border. You figure out very quickly that you'll be welcomed into the United States of America with open arms. And so you decide to take the risk. You do sell all your possessions and you still don't have enough to pay the coyotes, I should point out. You sell all of your possessions. Oh, do you have it already? Play it.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Okay, so they get TV too. They know about it too. So they heard that. They've been surging the border ever since. They're well aware the Democrats in this country have purposely opened up the border so they can flood the nation with people who hate the place. They sell everything they have and they pay the coyote what they can. They can't pay him enough most of the time, so they know they're going to have to work it off in various detestable ways. And that's exactly what happens. And Joe Biden knows that, too. I do love when they do the, well, it's complicated thing, though.
And to truly understand what's happening there, it's important to step back and see the bigger picture here. You know, I know it's hard to see, but because our politics has been so divisive, you know, it's getting much better, you've all observed, but it's been so darn divisive.
The bigger picture? Again, that's how you always know these people are lying to you. No, there's not a bigger picture. It's very obvious. You open the border on purpose. You're flooding the country with illegal immigrants on purpose. There's no bigger picture. But I've done that kind of thing, too, when you get in an argument with the wife, one where you screwed something up. Hey, look, let's see the bigger picture here. Okay, I snapped at you when I shouldn't have snapped at you, but let's back up. Let's take a 30,000-foot view here. Things are complicated. By the way, you know what sucks? Getting old. Let me clarify. I'm not getting old yet. I'm 41. But getting older, I'm realizing a couple things. One, I don't understand some of the words my kids say now. My oldest son, I was texting with my sons last night, and he texted me back. I told him we were going to do something for dinner, and he texted me back, ALR. And I said, what? And he said, it stands for all right. And I said, speak English. And I yelled at him, and he thought that was really, really hilarious. Something else that really sucks for me, especially because, you know, I'm not really a technology specialist, is I'm behind on crime. Do you even know what home title theft is? Because before it happened to me, I didn't even know it existed. I didn't know this was a thing. I said, what do you mean someone stole my home title? I didn't even know home titles were online. If you own a home, here's news for you. Your home title is online. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, cyber crimes in the United States of America today is people hacking into them. They forge your signature on it once they get in, and they go shop the financial institutions, and they go take loans out against your home. They'll evict you from your home because, according to the banks, you took that loan out. Home Title Lock will detect it and stop it. If they can't, they'll make you whole again, all right? Home Title Lock is your protection from that. I consider Home Title Lock a supplement to my home insurance because home insurance doesn't cover it. Get yourself Home Title Lock, all right? HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. If you go to HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse, you can check and see if it already happened to you for free. Put in your address for free. It's $100 value. Just go check. At least do that. Even if you don't sign up, at least go check and see if you're a victim now. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Let's move on to more President Poopy Pants.
I'm not being facetious. Well, President Harris led this effort.
Gosh, that's so embarrassing. I am going to miss him, Chris. Look, all right. Like we said, radio's intimate. It's just you and me talking here. I've enjoyed Joe Biden's presidency. I mean, as long as you take a step back and realize he's destroying the United States of America, and when you set all that stuff aside, how much fun has it been having a president who not only sucks, but he's an idiot and can't talk? Obama sucked, but he talked really well, and we didn't get a chance to make fun of Obama a bunch. All we could do was simply yell at him. We were mad. Joe Biden gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to mock him to his face. And that's just good fun, isn't it? I find that to be a blast. All right. We have some kind of ugly financial news out there. We also have I didn't get to the Joker being pregnant thing. We'll get to that. And we'll get to the New York Times. The New York Times writing an article I fell in love with? What? Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.